This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
I'd like to see Tom wrestle a wolf.
Fight. It's fight.
No, thanks.
I don't think you wrestle.
Is it fight or wrestle?
It's fight. We've done this 4 times, and I've said fight every time.
Now, explain what this is. I don't have this
Arian
story.
Foster retired in October, and now the former NFL running back is looking for ways to keep busy with some newfound free time. You know how the retirees are.
I don't know where he's finding this free time.
On Sunday afternoon, the unfortunately named Arian tweeted that he wants to go camping.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
But wildlife scares the S out of me. Mm-hmm. He then made the case for why he could take down a wolf, presumably should he ever encounter one in the wild. Here are his tweets, okay? These All are right. Arian Foster's
A
tweets.
Lot of them.
I'm 230. Wolves are what? 180, 200?
So far, wrong.
He has no thumbs. If I control his neck, he's Dunzo.
That's another one.
Is wrongzo a word?
Oh. I don't think wrongzo. Dunzo's
So,
word.
Tom, we'll say you're on the other side of Arian Foster here.
You don't think he could beat up a wolf?
No.
Keep reading those tweets. He might make his case for you.
That wolf will be on his throat before he can.
Oh, wait a minute.
There's an answer for that.
You know what? Wolves don't scare me like that because in my neighborhood was a bunch of loose, enraged pits. If he alone, I think I can get him.
The heaviest wolf on record was 175 pounds.
There you go.
He compared, at one point, he was comparing a wolf to T.I., the rapper. He said some wolf was like 145 or something like that. He said, that T.I. weight, I ain't worried about that.
And then another tweet, none of them have thumbs. He wanted to make that point clear. And then the next tweet, thumbs means I can grab him. He can't grab me. All he has is a mouth. Grab his neck, he can't bite.
He also made the reference that he can study film on the wolf. The wolf doesn't have technology or websites teaching him how to fight a wolf.
He just has a million years of DNA.
Exactly. Surviving. But he never met an animal like Arian Foster.
And then Foster says, what about his teeth and claws? This ain't a video game. One hit and I'm done. It's a fight.
Yeah. MMA. Everybody watches UFC these days. Everybody has a button, don't they, Todd?
Yeah.
You hit them in their button, it's over.
Lights out.
Right Another here on the tweet. Jaw.
If we run into each other in my head, oh yeah, it's on, Wolf. He's just like, what is this aggressive species threatening me?
There's a surprise attack. You don't
he's
think
talking about
that.
A headbutt.
See, like, that's
he's saying
just
he could
it.
Win a headbutt.
Can I bet the under on this one?
More tweets. I've studied the wolf. He can't read. I know his weakness.
He is right.
That's my favorite.
Plus the thumb thing again. He wants to stress wolves don't have thumbs.
Yeah, well, the opposing thumb is a big deal for the humans.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Well, yeah.
Here's another tweet. Bro, you think a wolf knows where my artery is?
Yep.
Yes.
They go for the throat.
Yes. All of a sudden, I'm fighting a wolf that knows biology? Question mark.
Uh-huh.
No, yeah, he's wrong there, yeah.
How?
Because it's instinct.
Yes, they go right
they
for
always,
your throat.
They,
immediately.
The neck immediately.
Because they go for
wait
prey.
A second. I can actually get reason to enter this conversation. Former police officer Todd McComas, you've worked with those police dogs that are trained to take people down?
Yes. Trained.
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, they're pretty
Yeah, they bite the arm of the suit.
Well, those ones
not always.
The ones that aren't trained go right
for
the neck.
That's a demonstration.
I've seen a guy get bit in the butt, and it was...
No artery
yeah,
there.
Not fun for that guy.
And once again, Pat, yeah. with a good counter. No artery in the ass.
No artery there.
What I'm saying is this...
Buttocks, please.
Has a wolf in the history of wolf...
Dumb.
Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
In the history of wolfdom, has a human ever walked up and said, let's do this?
No, I don't think you walk up to a wolf.
Well, that's kind of the difference. That's the point that Arian Foster has made.
A gentleman, his Twitter handle is Beefer Sutherland. He says...
oh, I love this guy already.
He says, Arian Foster, this has been debated before, and those who know say a man has no chance versus a wild wolf. 90% of Twitter would die.
Listen
to this. And Arian shoots back, I'm in that 10%.
I love it.
I mean, Arian, he makes a good point. He's like, the wolf's getting by too much on rep. Because there's not been very many human wolf fights.
What have you done for me lately?
Now, wait a minute. Maybe there have been plenty of human wolf fights, but we haven't heard
about them because the guy's dead.
Oh, no. Right.
Wolf, remember,
nobody
wolf,
brags about a loss.
Remember Wolfman? There was a guy that lived with the wolves. His name was Wolfman.
He
eventually died.
By the wolf.
By the wolf. But he wasn't trying to fight him. He was trying to love him.
I think he survives.
I think he survives.
Haven't
he
you seen the video, G. Gordon Liddy, describing how he could... beat up a wolf.
Did he write that while he was in prison?
Liddy said he'd offer his arm, his left arm, to the wolf. The wolf would bite it and then break his neck with his right arm.
That's my plan. I would let him latch onto the arm.
Plan.
I got to sacrifice.
Could I paraphrase Mike Tyson?
Everybody got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yeah, I believe Mike Tyson, everybody got a plan until they're bit in the neck by a raging wolf.
I would sacrifice the left forearm.
No, wear that suit. Wear that suit that you cops wear.
Well, I'm just saying if he catches me by surprise.
Oh, okay, yeah. This is out in the street.
I'll throw up the arm meat. You can latch onto that while he's exposed.
When's the last time you saw a wild wolf?
The throat is exposed. I do the Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse throat rip.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if that's fine until the rest of the pack shows up.
No, this is one-on-one. He clearly stated.
Well, if the wolf wants to be a punk like that.
Yeah, bring his friends. I got friends, too.
I think you're leaving out many important
wolves
elements.
Wolves travel in packs.
Yeah, but
they're
this is one-on-one. He clearly
here's
stated.
Here's what we all need
one-on-one.
To remember. We have to get Beefer Sutherland on our show.
Anyways, for future reference, though, as we're talking about this, I have an interview with Arian Foster this afternoon.
Oh, cool.
It'll be on my, I think. We might be the only people that he's giving an interview to. He doesn't talk to many people. But he did go viral, so many other people might get this conversation. But that'll be on our podcast, which drops tomorrow morning, Todd.
And where will you find that, Todd?
iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts.
And it's called?
Platform. It's called The Pat McAfee Show.
Presented by
Barstool Sports.
Thank you very much.
That conversation will be epic, I promise you. Because
can't wait.
We are very pro Arian Foster in our camp.
Yeah.
In our camp, we are going to.
So, are you going to have someone that's intelligent on the interview as well?
You
can't have three morons
the
on the same team.
Hold on. I'm sure there will be somebody in the room that will represent the wolf just for conversation strategy. But us
you
motivating
Donnie
him.
Donnie Baker. He's a big wolf.
He's a wolf expert.
Yeah. Oh, he's a wolf expert.
Oh, my God.
All right. There we go. Call in from Donnie Baker to refute it.
I don't even think we're allowed to do that. But
yeah, he should come in, right?
I think you should interview a wolf.
Well, Josh.
Hey, got a wolf man.
Hit the wolf man.
I'll tell you what, if we
I'm
going
to hit you hard.
We interview elephants all the time.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Well, I know I could beat up wolf man. Okay, so.
Well, he's
dead.
Well, you need
there
silver.
You go. I win.
So in this room, we're all saying he loses?
Yeah. Big time.
I don't think so.
Close-minded in here.
I'm
this place
he
is
wins.
Not lit.
I don't think so.
The wolf can outrun him. If the wolf is hungry, he's in trouble.
Where are they running? The wolf is running now? Now he's scared?
If I were the wolf, I would scratch him across the forehead. Blood runs in his eyes. He can't do anything.
Mm.
What about a
good strategy.
What about a werewolf?
Well, that don't be.
Werewolf.
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 We'll come right back with wolf.
We're getting advice for Arian Foster on Twitter. If he wants to fight a wolf, he should watch the movie called The Gray with Liam Neeson.
Awesome.
Awesome.
He
movie.
Has a very particular set of skills.
Is that fighting a wolf, one of them?
Is he becomes a wolf or something?
He fights many wolves.
Yes.
He takes a wolf as a bride. A wolf bride.
The whole movie is him versus wolves.
He takes
wolves.
A wolf bride?
That's
is that
right.
what you said?
It's actually a really good flick.
Well, it's really good.
Right at the end.
In another movie, doesn't Leo, the one where he had sex with the bear, didn't he kill the wolf and wear the head?
The Revenant.
Oh, Leo.
The Revenant.
Yeah. That's a different movie.
Yeah, but I'm saying people have beat up bears all the time in these very documentary-style movies.
Yeah, the bears usually win.
What do we know about that bear? Was that a guy in a suit?
I think it was a robot.
It was mostly CGI. I mean, they had the actual bear, but then...
They didn't want to do it because they didn't want him to die.
You see? But he's attacking him.
Hold on.
CGI.
Now,
that's
a lot of
why
people,
I'm asking the question, Snotty.
A lot of people went to Aaron Foster about a tiger and a bear and other things. He said, well, that's a whole different story. I'm
he's
talking
right.
about a wolf.
Yeah, Once let's again, not get ridiculous.
Aaron
yeah.
Foster has said he wants to take on a wolf. Pat McAfee and Todd McComas are interviewing him this afternoon.
Did
It'll be in their podcast being released tomorrow.
Or said that he could... win if he had to take one on.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Basically, he was saying, I don't sweat wolves. Like he wants to go camping. He wants to be outdoorsy. And he's like, you know what? I don't sweat wolves.
All right.
No, he's scared
of nature. Where is he camping?
Well, I don't know.
Wherever the wolves are. But in California, you got the mountain lion.
Where the wolves are.
He could go to Isle Royale National Park.
Yeah, maybe
Lake Superior.
A nice state park.
Plenty of wolves there.
Yeah.
Chick, if you had to wrestle or fight an animal that would be somewhat of a challenge for you,
mm-hmm.
what would you pick?
A German Chihuahua. Shepherd.
Chihuahua.
Kitty cat.
Would you box a kangaroo?
Box a kangaroo.
I boxed a lady one time and she hit me in the nose, so I hit her back.
Oh,
that's self defense.
I remember that lady. I'd only ever seen her wrestle.
It's like 20.
Never oh, you've never seen her box? If you have the internet.
Next level.
Could you get that?
Nope, you answered.
Okay. Hello, this is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie.
Oh, yes!
Donnie. Now, Donnie, yes! These guys think that a man could defeat a wolf. I say no.
This is like Pawn Stars, and you guys need an expert.
Uh-huh.
And I just walked into the shop, and I'm facing Chumley. You think a human could defeat a wolf?
No.
There's yes. no way he could. People don't, we ain't built or even designed. People, a human, Homo sapiens, got no chance versus a wolf. Think about it. People don't believe in Bigfoot. Well, how's come? Well, we ain't never seen one, but we've seen the footprints. Mm-hmm. Well, let's put one and one together. We've seen the wolf. We ain't seen the Bigfoot. Okay, Mr. Obvious. I just wonder what the free-range wolf eats. I swear to God. Being a carnivore, they probably eat more Bigfoot than Chewbacca performing cornalingus on the Death Star.
Cornalingus?
Yeah.
Hence the tape, hungry like a wolf. See, I probably know more about wolves than anybody I know of. For me, it's a religion. You listen to that tape, Still in the Night. They ain't just talking about Still in the Night. When the wolf howls, honey, I ain't going to spell it out for you. I know where they feed. I know where they breed. Hell, I even know where they lay their eggs. I've took time to study.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know.
Knows a lot.
Okay, go ahead, McComas. Pat, go ahead and mock the wolf. But because of global climate changes, the wolf is migrating. See, I'll say it like this. Way up north, wolves are on the rise. Their numbers are up, just like Puerto Ricans. Wolves are right now coming down from Canada in droves.
Okay.
Big numbers. And it's chaos. It's like Canadian geese invading a roundabout.
Gotta build a wall.
Sure.
Gotta build a wall.
Well, nope. See, the wolf doesn't fly away like the geese. They advance. They're like Marines. Wolves are coming down from Canada.
Yep,
they're invading Wisconsin.
Oh.
I swear to God, they predict in 5 years they'll be all the way to East Wisconsin. That's how bad it is.
Good. I didn't know that.
I should start charging for these seminars.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Aaron Foster has missed all of that.
Oh. He just He's hung gone. Up.
Well,
that was,
Johnson,
that was very helpful. Once again, we're talking about ex-NFL great Arian Foster.
I can't believe you're playing this.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.